You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer on the board. It is a TGIF edition, June 6th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. And no, Zommers and I have not broken up as host and producer, but yes, it's a special a Musk-Trump edition of the first half hour of the show today. Zommers, how are you?
Doing well. Doing a lot better than either Donald Trump or Elon Musk, that's for sure.
Yes. The front page of the New York Post, I believe, had a heart with Trump on one side, Musk on the other, divided like a broken heart. And something, the headline was something like, "I'm not getting back with my ex."
Or on AP.
Pretty good.
On AP News, they said that the Trump-Musk relationship was much like a SpaceX rocket.
Yes. Hey, it took off with lots of force and then it blew up.
Yeah.
Headline.
Or as they call it, a rapid unscheduled disassembly. Yes.
The lead of the year. We're going to get into that. Take a look at why maybe this rift all started right here in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin voters might be responsible for this big breakup out in D.C. There's a serious side to this as well. We'll explore that. But a huge show today. Hope you stick around. Really fun show. Take a look at these headlines. Also on the serious side, today is D-Day, marks the invasion or the military operation onto the beaches of Normandy by our great boys, as they were known back then, our great men, that many of whom gave their lives so that they could begin to end World War II. We'll take a look back at that with iconic 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rudy. Really, really hope you stick around for that. At the bottom of the hour, Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion for the Wisconsin Badger football team, spent 3 years in the NFL. Great guy. Goes around speaking to youth. Reach out to him. He's going to tell us about that. Going to talk a little bit about character. Character today. And how it relates to the men's basketball team, the Badger basketball team. John Blackwell foregoing the NBA and not going to the transfer portal, coming back to Wisconsin, as he promised. I always have a great time with Brady. Hour two, what's worse, hamburger edition today. What's worse, Whoppers or Big Macs? We'll discuss that at length. You already know what's better, a Butterburger from Culver's.
But we'll talk about what's worse.
Also, then Peter Rapine at 3:35, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a humorous look at the wild and wacky, the week in review. Huge, huge show today. I have my Brewers gear on, my Euchre jersey today. If you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X. Going to the game on Sunday afternoon game against the Padres. They kick off that series tonight. You can hear it across many stations on Civic Media, including Richland Center, Oshkosh, Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in Hayward, Wisconsin. Broadcast time at 6:35. First pitch sometime after 7 o'clock. The Padres at the Brewers. Have to listen to it over your car or kitchen radio because we cannot stream it on the Civic Media app. The Padres at the Milwaukee Brewers. As I said, I'm going on Sunday. Looking forward to that. If you're going to be watching it, I got a deal for you. How about this? The game on Sunday is a 4 p.m. game, or I'm sorry, the game starts there. Let me check your notes, Todd. That would help. The game starts at 11:30. That's the broadcast, so probably at noon, 12:05 or so start time. It's going to be seen on the Roku Sports Channel. You can watch the game on the Roku Sports Channel this Sunday, the Brewers, and immediately following the game, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, Maso Manos, more or less. You can see the great film just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Great film. Our friends Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, the producers and director respectively of this film. They've been on this program. We always appreciate their time. And I know there are people that have not seen it yet for various reasons, and that's fine. But what better of a doubleheader than watching the Brewers on the Roku Sports Channel? You can listen to them on the radio at the same time, and then immediately after, you can listen or watch Just a Bit Outside for free. For free. No subscription needed, by the way.
And I will say, even if you're not a sports person, yeah. I highly recommend it because it's, as Kelly Call, one of the producers, has said, as Sean Hannish, the director and producer, has also said, it's a love story between a team and a city. It's very compelling.
It's fantastic. And if you don't want to watch it on the, if you're not a streamer for whatever reason, you can still order the film on DVD. I have it right here, my hot little hands. Look at that. Look at that graphic artwork there. It's fantastic. You can get it on DVD at your Amazon store or wherever you get your DVDs. Just a Bit Outside. It's a really great film, as Zahmer said, regardless if you're a sports fan or not. All right. It's a big show today, as we said. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Before we get into the news headlines, it is summertime. Time to do a little text to win summer sizzler thing. Let's go. What is better on a TGI Friday than Kenny Chesney? Roll down the windows. I wish we could just play that entire song. But for our podcasters, all they'd hear is silence. You remember, you can still hear all the music, all the audio music. Just listen to us on the YouTube channel, on the Civic Media YouTube channel, or on the Todd Allball Show Facebook page.
Plus, you can, then you get to point at us radio folks and laugh at what we look like.
Sometimes you can. Absolutely. All right, here we go. The Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. The lawyers tell me, I have to remind you, it is a statewide contest. Up for grabs this hour. Speaking of the Brewers, a pair of Brewer tickets. Not for tonight, but for a future game in our beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field. So up for grabs, two tickets to a Brewers game this hour. Download the Civic Media app if you don't have it at your Apple or Android device. Open it up. It's free, by the way. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones we're on. Click on one of those. Lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Click on that. Now you're set to go. I'm going to give you the word for this hour. The word is north. The word is north. N is Nancy, O-R-T-H. North, N-O-R-T-H, as in the direction you're headed is north. North. N-O-R-T-H. North. That's the word. So up for grabs, a set of Brewer tickets. Other days, we give you $100. Today, it's a pair of Brewer tickets. Don't forget, everybody who enters this hour will be entered in for one of our two grand prizes we're going to give away by random drawing computer next Friday. Either a vacation to the Baraboo Dells area getaway or a Door County getaway. And we're going to give you a gas card for gas to get you there and back. If you want to know the specific locations of these beautiful grand prizes, go to civicmedia.us. They are listed on our website. They want you to go click on that and check it out. There's a lot of great things there. The word is north, N-O-R-T-H, north. Text it in right now to be eligible to win a pair of tickets and eligible for our grand prize of those great Wisconsin getaways. All right. Last night, our friends at the Lincoln Project did a great, it's called The Breakdown with Maya May and Rick Wilson at the Lincoln Project, and they walked through all of these tweets back and forth, the war that is happening between President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And at one point, Rick Wilson, a former Republican like myself, but much higher ranking, still has Republican contacts. And at one point during the breakdown, Rick kind of does a quick breaking news from personal texts he's getting. It was extraordinary. Here is part of the breakdown on the Lincoln Project last night.
So now,
okay, guys, just to interrupt for a second, let me say this: a Trump World source who said the meeting is out of control.
I'm
My God.
More.
And he takes a second to read
it
and catch up with the information.
Let's put it this way. I joked earlier that Kristi Noem should send Elon Musk to CECOT. They're thinking about it.
Okay, let's talk about this for
a second.
They're
going to check his immigration status.
He's a national security risk at this
They're
point.
They're going to deport Elon.
He's so unhinged. He's threatening to stop rockets and things that are already in process. He's a national security threat. No due process. Remember how it was all due process, due process?
You can tell Rick Wilson is enjoying this very much. And this is information that he's getting from people that still talked with him inside the White House. Jay Peterman, the fictional character from Seinfeld, of course, put it best years ago on Seinfeld. Here's what Jay Peterman might have called this.
Well, I see what's going on here. I am smack dab in the middle of a good old-fashioned catfight.
That's right. A good old-fashioned catfight.
The girls are fighting again.
Between Elon and the Trumpster. Now, if you think that Rick Wilson was just making this stuff up, here, almost simultaneously, here's what Steve Bannon, the guy that, well, you all know Steve Bannon, the Trumpster insider. Here's what he was saying online at the same time last night.
SpaceX. President Trump tonight should sign an executive order calling for the Defense Production Act to be called in SpaceX and seize SpaceX tonight before midnight. The U.S. government should seize it. If a guy's going to sit there and start making quotes, also, as we Stuart Stevens talked back in January, I don't know why we haven't had a full investigation. Look, if you're going to deport illegal aliens, you got to deport illegal aliens. The good go with the good, you know, the goose and the gander. They got to go back to this, as Stuart Stevens talked about, and go through everything about his immigration status. I happen to believe, given the facts that I've been shown, that he's an illegal alien. An illegal alien's got to be deported.
You see how quickly the worm turns there? Longtime advisor Steve Bannon to Donald Trump, helped get him out of jail. And by the way, Stuart Stevens, one of our friends, one of the founding members of the Lincoln Project, along with Rick Wilson, a former Republican. And when Stuart Stevens brought this up a few months ago, Steve Bannon and everybody else in Trump world was bagging on Stuart Stevens. When Stuart brought up and said, hey, if Trump's really going to be serious about deporting illegals, quote unquote, then you better look at Elon Musk. And they trashed Stuart Stevens. And all it took was a couple of 3 weeks. And now they're quoting Stuart Stevens saying, yeah, Stuart was absolutely right. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal by John McCormick, headlined, Wisconsin was beginning of the end for the Trump-Musk relationship. Says a key political event that started the process that led to this week's ugly public breakup between President Trump and Elon Musk took place just more than 2 months ago. Musk was the largest 2024 election cycle donor, contributing close to $300 million to help Trump and other Republicans, and was a high-profile supporter of the trial. But the president slowly began to distance himself from Musk after the world's richest man proved to be a political alibi, or a liability, rather, on April 1st, when he lost the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. We'll come back, tell you the serious side of this. Don't go anywhere. Also, a tribute to D-Day. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, June 6th. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, Brady Ewing, 3-time Big Ten champion, spent 3 years in the NFL. Going to talk a little sports and also about character. Not just in sports, but character in general. Always a great conversation. Pardon me, with Brady, still getting over these allergies. Although I feel like they're better. This smoke outside from the Canadian wildfires just keeps hanging on. Now they're saying perhaps through the weekend, but going to be a fairly nice weekend. Before the break, played you a couple of clips here talking about this Elon Musk, Donald Trump breakup. look, I think there's a humorous element to it, right? It's always interesting and kind of fun to see powerful people that are doing bad things not get along with each other. You know, the old Jon Stewart meme of eating popcorn, just like, ooh, look at this. But two things. A, on the breakdown last night on Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson had a great point. And he said, look, part of what fueled the MAGA movement, there are two things, media-wise, Fox News and also Twitter, which became X, because Elon Musk changed the algorithms, i.e. the inner workings of Twitter, to push some of the more conspiratorial things, the untruths, the lies of MAGA world, and throttled back on the truth on sites like the New York Times, other places that tell the truth. And so he said, the point Wilson was making, and I think he's right, is that if Elon decides to flip that, that's going to be trouble for MAGA world politically. Number two, Trygve Olson, our friend that comes on every Wednesday, also the Lincoln Project, who has worked against authoritarian leaders around the world, has said, look, remember the Stalin rule. Everybody knew during World War II that Stalin was a terrible person, but he was the second worst. The worst was Adolf Hitler. So in any fight, look at it this way. Look, I don't think Elon Musk is some great guy now, but if he makes people in MAGA world kind of rethink where they're at, hey, that's I think that's a good thing. So anyway, we'll continue to follow this and take more of your phone calls maybe a little bit later in the show. I want to get to this. It's D-Day, by the way, 81 years ago today. The German Chancellor Merz was in the White House talking to Donald Trump. Trump, as always, tried to talk down to Merz. Here's what German Chancellor Merz had to say about D-Day to Donald Trump.
June 6th, tomorrow, this is D-Day anniversary, when the Americans once ended a war in Europe. And I think this is in your hand in specific, in ours.
That was not a pleasant day for you?
No, that was not a pleasant
day. Well, not a great
in
day.
The long run, Mr. President, this was the liberation of my country from Nazi dictatorship.
That's true. So, that's true.
And we know what we owe you. But this is the reason why I'm saying that America is again in a very strong position to do something on this war and ending this war. So let's talk about what we can do jointly, and we are ready to do what we can. And you know that we gave support to Ukraine and that we are looking for more pressure on Russia. The European Union did, and we should talk about that.
I thought that was just, I mean, if you watched the whole thing yesterday in the White House, Trump tried to be trite, tried to be funny, basically trying to make fun of World War II and D-Day. You know, we saved you. You know, that was a pretty bad day for you Germans. And Merz wasn't going to play it. He, by the way, he came with a gift, a birth certificate from Trump's grandfather who was born in Germany, had it framed for him. And then he said, look, yeah, we're appreciative, but hey, remember what this day is really about. Many of us might remember Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. Nobody puts it better than Andy Rooney. I want to play this clip for you. Here is Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes from 2004 on D-Day.
Because it was part of my life, I'd like to say something about D-Day. I don't know how to say it any differently than I did in a book I wrote called My War. If you are young and not really clear what D-Day was, let me tell you, it was a day unlike any other. There have only been a handful of days since the beginning of time on which the direction the world was taking has been changed for the better in one 24-hour period by an act of man. June 6, 1944 was one of them. What the Americans, the British, and the Canadians were trying to do was get back a whole continent that had been taken from its rightful owners by Adolf Hitler's German army. It was one of the most monumentally unselfish things one group of people ever did for another. We all have days of our lives that stand out from the blur of days that have gone by, and the day I came ashore on Utah Beach, 4 days after the initial invasion, is one of mine. As we approached the French coast, there were small clouds of smoke and sudden eruptions as German artillery blindly lobbed shells over the hills behind the beach. They were hoping to hit U.S. troops or some of the massive amount of equipment piled up on the shore there. Row on row of dead American soldiers were laid out on the beach just above the high tide mark where it turned into weedy clumps of grass. They were covered with olive drab blankets, just their feet sticking out at the bottom, their GI boots sticking out. I remember their boots, all the same on boys, all so different. No one can tell the whole story of D-Day because no one knows it. Each of the 60,000 men who waded ashore that day knew a little part of the story too well. To them, the landing looked like a catastrophe. Each knew a friend shot through the throat, shot through a knee. Each knew names of five hanging dead on the barbed wire in the water 20 yards offshore. Three who lay unattended on the stony beach as the blood drained from holes in their bodies. They saw whole tank crews drowned when the tanks rumbled off the ramps of their landing craft and dropped into 20 feet of water. There were heroes here no one will ever know because they're dead. The heroism of others is known only to themselves. Across the channel, in Allied headquarters in England, the war directors, remote from the details of death, were exultant. They saw no blood, no dead, no dying. From the statistician's point of view, the invasion was a success. Statisticians were right. They always are. That's the damn thing about it. On each visit to the beaches over the years, I've wept. It's impossible to keep back the tears as you look across the rows of markers and think of the boys under them who died that day. Even if you didn't know anyone who died, your heart knows something that your brain does not. You weep. If you think the world is selfish and rotten, go to the cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer, overlooking Omaha Beach. See what one group of men did for another on D-Day, June 6, 1944.
Andy Rooney, back with more after this. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGIF, June 6, 2025. It is D-Day. Todd ran that right up to the very end, but we got it in. If you weren't with us, you could listen to it on the podcast or however. Andy Rooney, iconic voice at CBS and 60 Minutes for so very, very many years, who was at D-Day, who served. And I just think it's appropriate that we pause and reflect and remember that today and never forget. Steve, listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX, says, I'm an Army veteran, and that was a great segment about D-Day. They gave the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Absolutely. So important that we pause, reflect, and remember that. And always somebody I like to go down memory road with, our friend. He's a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football. Spent 3 years in the NFL and an all-around great guy. And a fantastic turkey hunter as well. Mr. Brady Ewing joins us from the old hometown of the RC. Brady, how are you?
Doing good. That maybe the turkey hunter. That's my real claim to fame, I think.
Champion turkey hunter. but they don't give you a ring for that, right?
They don't. But what I'm hopeful, the people that are watching online and the ones that were listening on the radio really missed a display between the commercial break there where you were doing some kickboxing, some punching on the air, showing your moves over there in the studio.
Well, Brady asked me what I was doing this weekend. And so I'm going to the Brewer game on Sunday, as I said at the top of the show. And by the way, once again, the game is going to be shown on the Roku Sports Channel. And stay tuned after the game because they're going to do a free showing of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 nice. Milwaukee Brewers. So watch the Brewers game, listen on the radio, turn down the volume on the Roku channel, listen to the Brewers Radio Network on select stations on Civic Media, and then stick around the Roku Sports Channel for Just a Bit Outside afterwards. But so I'm going to the game with my buddy Rob Daggett, his lovely wife, and their young daughter, and we're going down, and Rob used to be one of my trainers back in the day, and when I used to have a personal trainer, and we did the not legit boxing, but where they'd wrap my hands and Rob would have like oversized mitts and they call out numbers 1 through 6, and you had to, you know, you're doing footwork and you're punching, you do that two minute rounds, three of those with a minute or two in between, you're exhausted.
Oh, no doubt. Actually, at the University of Wisconsin, our strength coach, Coach Herbert and Brian Bott, we wouldn't get wrapped up. So it wasn't as serious as you, Todd, but we just used our hands and worked with those mitts. So we'd partner up and work on quick hands, different sequences, which from a football perspective, it was good conditioning, but also a way just to train your mind-hand coordination. And having quick hands as you're either fighting off a block or you're trying to establish your hands on a block when you're blocking a defender.
Oh, yeah.
Great training.
It really is. It was the best workout of my life. So Rob and I have kept in contact. And so we got to figure out a date to take you and Rachel and the boys down to another Brewer game. But like to do something nice. And so Rob, we're taking his daughter down there, and we'll have a good time on on Sunday. Brady, I wanted to talk a little bit about character today. Something I know you and I have talked about before, but what brought it up was Jonathan Blackwell, one of the big standout players for Greg Gard's team at University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, put his name in to explore the NBA and said when he did so, if I decide not to go into the NBA draft, I'm coming back to Wisconsin. And some people kind of thought, well, yeah, sure, right, whatever. This last week, he did just that. He said, I tested the waters, had a lot of great workout and input, but I'm going to wait a year, and I'm coming back to Wisconsin. And I read an article, I think it was Badger Blitz. I credited it, but I just don't have it in front of me right now. And when they, in the story, it said that Jonathan Blackwell, somebody in his circle, heard from one of the other big teams out there. And they said to Jonathan Blackwell's people, you know, we're really disappointed that Jonathan didn't go into the transfer portal. And I guess Blackwell's response was, hey, you can tell them that we were really disappointed that you didn't recruit me out of high school. And I thought that was great.
I love that. And I think that's when I think of, I guess, college sports of old, that's what it was all about, right? You're recruiting kids out of high school. They have that in that character, that integrity, especially at a place like Wisconsin. I feel like we've always tried to hang our hat on recruiting young athletes like that. And so to hear him say that, to hear you tell that story during the break, and then here now again, it gives me goosebumps actually, because it just makes you feel like there's still hope a little bit. And
it really is.
And Blackwell, I mean, great player, but I think a better leader. And I think that story is a testament to the type of person he is.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's Greg Gard a couple of years ago when the NIL really ginned up, he said to the press, look, I got to kind of start dividing myself from the old school of, look, these guys are like our sons and we bring them up. It's becoming a business. But I think this just proves there's still a part of the old school in Greg Gard. The fact that he's bringing back Blackwell, Winter is coming back, Janicki, three guys that probably could have gotten bigger NIL deals elsewhere, but they're coming back to the Badgers.
Yeah, I think that it speaks to the way that Greg Gard's been able to adjust his approach, but yet still keep some of what Wisconsin and makes him special. And he's been able to evolve both on the court and off the court in recruiting. And you look at what they did this past year and some of those key players coming back, I think high expectations, but of those top tier programs like Wisconsin has shown to be, I feel like that is the expectation now in the transfer portal. So to have that consistency is going to be huge. And it's only going to snowball in my mind because the more you can keep some of those core parts of your team together and not have that large amount of turnover to the transfer portal due to whatever reason that may be, I think that's going to just differentiate you that much more as the years progress to where you have that culture, you have that team built, and people, there's still going to be athletes like Blackwell and others that want to be a part of that type of a program versus this very transient, transitional type of a program.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to Chucky Hepburn, who went to Louisville, but right. I think if you would look at the seasons of Hepburn at Louisville last year after leaving for a reported $1 million deal at Louisville, and John Tonji, who transferred in, and you look at where they're at now positioned in the draft, I think that Tonji got the better year.
Yeah, 100%. And money... money's awesome. Money's great, right? I mean, Chucky chasing that deal at Nebraska, good for him. Yeah. Like, that's awesome. But at the end of the day, I'm sure there was days he was sitting there looking on his phone or watching on TV, seeing how the Badgers did and the camaraderie they had out on the court.
Yeah.
And you have to believe that he missed that a little bit. I have no idea.
This is total speculation,
but it's like, man.
But you played in Division I on the football side. But so you know what it's like to be on a team. Talk to us a little bit about that. If you'd like to have Brady speak to your young people, whether it's a sports group or otherwise, you can reach him on the socials, as they say, particularly on Instagram. It's Brady, B-R-A-D-I-E, Ewing. And you can reach him there. It's B-Ewing34, right? That's your handle or your whatever you want to call it?
Yep, on X, B-Ewing34, and then Instagram, Brady.Ewing. Yep.
All right, very good. Because talk to when you go around talking to youth, and you talk about character, you know, the old adage, character is what you do when people aren't looking. When you're following behind someone and they drop their wallet and no one's around, do you put it in your pocket or do you catch up with the person and say, hey, you dropped this? And to me, high school athletics, regardless of the person's ability, those are lessons, if you have the right coach, the right team, those are lessons we can learn.
100%. Yeah, it's super cliche, but athletics gives you a great way to expose people to different types of situations. That could be success, that could be failure, that could be, sitting behind somebody that's better than them, that could be being the star person on the team. And I think those situations are great microcosms for life, in the fact that, when you get into the working world, or just even life as a student athlete in high school, or in a family setting, like, adversity is going to come. Like, we all face adversity of some sort. So to have experiences with how to navigate that, how to come together as a team, how to use your resources of your family or your teammates, how to respond when bad things happen. You know, so you get injured, you miss a game-winning shot. Like, how are you going to bounce back? Are you going to go sulk in the corner of the locker room, or are you going to come back the next day, show up a little bit early, get the extra shots up, and try to learn from those challenges or those mistakes? And I think, we all have times where we do that. We all have times where we revert to feeling sorry for ourselves. So yeah. I think at least being mindful of that and having accountability, not only to yourself, but also those around you, that's what makes teams special, because everybody's going to fall. Everybody's going to stumble. It's really, how are you going to try to motivate yourself to get out of that? And then how are you going to help your teammates when they're in that position? Because everybody goes through those moments.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think, like, I've never met John Blackwell, but just from the little I read and see, and I guess I'm a big believer in people's actions over their words. And here's a guy who said he was going to do something, probably most likely had the opportunity to cash in bigger somewhere else, but he kept his word and is coming back out of loyalty. And that's something in my life that's tremendously important to me, is I really try to be a loyal friend. I try to be loyal to the people who take care of me. And so, I just really admire what Blackwell's doing, as others on the team as well.
Yeah, it's special. Blackwell, we know what he can do on the court, but to see that he lives that out in his day-to-day basis, on a day-to-day basis, is pretty special.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking to Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin football, spent 3 years in the NFL, and a Brewers fan as well. And by the way, Brady, you can actually, you're eligible. get your kids on Rachel texting in right now. We are right smack dab in the middle of our big Sconny Summer Text Win contest. You can be eligible. You're eligible for the next, about 14 minutes here. Go to the Civic Media app, download it, open it up, and text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, North, right now on the Civic Media app, because we're giving away this hour a pair, that's two, a deuce, to a future Brewer game at AmFam Field in these beautiful club seats that, Brady, you've been in. It's a pretty good view.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, you get to go inside, hit the air conditioning if you need it. Great.
We
concession stand closed. Yeah, we needed it the day we went. Concession stands were closed. Yeah. That was needed for the kids too, to keep them cooled down and fueled up. So no, it was a great game. It's always fun to be at. I still want to call it Miller Park.
I know. AmFam Field. I know.
Taking in the Brewers.
Text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, North. Text it right now to be eligible for the Brewer tickets, and also eligible for here, Brady, you want to take your lovely wife on a vacation? Two grand prizes, Wisconsin vacation to either the Baraboo Dells area or a Door County getaway with a gas card. So North, N-O-R-T-H. About a minute here left, Brady. Let's dive into this. We'll pick it up on the other side. A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers. Now, this is interesting because you played with Russell Wilson at Wisconsin. The one year he was there, yep. You guys went to the Rose Bowl and won the Big Ten. And so now Russell Wilson's going from the Steelers to the Jets and A-Rod going from the Jets to the Steelers.
Well, Giants. Russell's at
Giants. Same stadium.
The other New York
same
team.
Stadium. Same stadium.
Same stadium. There you go.
It'll be all right. See, I messed up the segment because I didn't know my teams. You never try to challenge a former NFL player when you're talking about teams. That's the lesson from the end of this segment. All right, well, I'll regroup. We'll come back. We'll get Brady's thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and his son is an NBA fan. The Pacers game last night was incredible. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday with Brady Ewing on the Civic Media. Ready to.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Not quite July, but we're into June already. Cannot believe that. June 6th, Friday, TGIF 2025. Now 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. These allergies, Brady.
I think Todd needs some hot water with lemon and honey.
Yeah, I'm going to sit in a pool of hot water or something this weekend and try to decongest. Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion, Wisconsin Badger football team, also a former player in the league, as they say, the NFL, joins us every other Friday. Always appreciative of that. By the way, Brady, it is National Donut Day.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to...
Did you partake?
Look at this. Luke Mathers brought in a box of Greenbush Bakery donuts today.
Yep, I had one earlier too.
Right?
Oh man!
Did you spend a lot of time? Did you spend a lot of time there when you went to Wisconsin?
Love Greenbush. Even after when we lived in Madison, that would, when our kids were younger, that would be a Saturday morning tradition. And I don't know. Is it Papa John's? Was the original center?
Papa's Donuts. Yeah, Papa's Donuts.
Papa's Donuts.
Spudnuts,
man.
Before that.
Hey, that was the spot. I missed those and craved those.
I know, absolutely. Me too. Good times. So Brady and I could sit around talking about donuts and Richland Center for all day. But text the word North, N-O-R-T-H, right now to the Civic Media app to be eligible to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers tickets as well as fabulous grand prizes, which will whisk you away to destinations untold across Wisconsin. North, N-O-R-T-H, is the word to text right now. Brady, before the break, Aaron Rodgers, former Packer, former Jet, now to the Steelers. I know it's sensational, but what do you make of it?
It's fascinating. I'm interested to see how him and Tomlin kind of mesh together and their personalities and, what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers through the years as far as his personality and just there's some baggage that comes there. I mean, he can play on the field, but comes with, some off the field stuff and, just a pretty extravagant personality. So it's going to be interesting to see how he meshes in yet another program. And, I have a ton of respect for the way that the Steelers program has been run. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, that's where I think coaches can really come into the equation to see how they mesh that type of a talent, that type of personality with the culture that they've built historically and going to be very, very different than I think the Russell personality that they had at least last year.
Very, very different indeed. Very different indeed. Brady, you were bringing up during the break. This is a really interesting point. Talk to us about what these quarterbacks that were in the NFL draft, these college quarterbacks, some of them coming out early, and what they left and what they're going towards.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting, and I almost brought it up during the Blackwell conversation. Just you look at the draft, and everybody obviously saw Shedeur Sanders and how he dropped in the draft, but there was other higher quarterback draft picks, and that position's easy to call out just because everybody recognizes them. And it was still interesting that a lot of these quarterbacks that declared early and could have stayed in college gave up, big NIL deals in college to pursue what would be a smaller annual salary at the NFL level. But, I guess I just think back to guys I played with in some of my time, and guys are still chasing that dream. And they still have, again, money is important. Obviously, they'll make great money either way, but they're still out pursuing that dream and wanting to be a part of something that they've likely looked forward to since they were, kids. So it's just interesting to see how that money, goal achievement, you know, can go back and forth and weigh on people and how they make their decisions. And still people want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, their goals, their dreams. And, or maybe it's a certain program like Blackwell where he wants to be a part of Wisconsin and uphold his word. So just interesting how that plays into it.
It's super interesting. I think I read where Shadur, he was making well over $1.5 million in NIL at Colorado. And, you know, he dropped to the fifth round. I know the minimum has changed a lot because you were in the fifth round, right?
Correct.
It's changed a lot in the years since you were first drafted. But you got to believe that Shadur is making a lot less. He went to Cleveland, right, as an NFL quarterback, a fifth rounder, he was making as the starter at Colorado.
Yeah, it's fascinating. But, again, he wants to be a part of competition at its highest level. Mm-hmm. And no doubt he had more he could have accomplished at Colorado other than getting his name inducted or his number inducted into the Hall of Fame. I think that already happened.
I know. They retired his jersey number when he's still a senior, I mean, or whatever, last year playing. Kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Isn't there usually a time window that you need to hold to get that done?
Right? I thought. And by, as long as you brought that up, why is 34 not retired at Camp Randall? That's my
Far from it.
No, come on.
Hey, on a side note, though, did you see the recent Hall of Fame class? It's at Wisconsin for the W Club uh-huh. Hall of Fame. It'd help if I was able to talk. But James White is going in. Travis Frederick. And, you know, a bunch of others, Frank Kaminsky.
Yep.
Just really cool to see, I guess, people that I either played with or, you know, looked up to during, you know, my high school days getting inducted now. That's really cool and happy for those guys.
It's super cool. And congratulations to all who were inducted. Very quickly, Brady, NBA finals are on, the Pacers against the Thunder, Oklahoma. Halliburton, the Wisconsin guy, does it again for the Pacers in the last second.
Yeah, it was pretty special. You said Bennett's an NBA guy. Rachel was out at her parents' with a couple of our boys last night. So Bennett and I watched the first half. And what started off as a pretty lopsided game became pretty competitive to the end. So I got to catch the highlights from the second half. But, man, that guy has ice water running through his veins. And just an impressive athlete. To make a shot of that caliber in that game with all of the hype, I mean, that and it's kind of old hat for him. He does it all the time now.
Why is it that Wisconsin teams always lose to the eventual champion? It's like we always draw the wrong team.
Tough draw.
We never have a bad draw anytime Brady joins us. Brady, thank you so very much. We appreciate your time, my friend. I might see. I'm coming up for the Betty Hayes dance recital on Saturday. Maybe I'll see you around. All right. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.